This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Family and friends honored George Floyd at a private funeral Tuesday in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas. It's been 2 weeks since his death in police custody in Minneapolis, Minnesota, inspired new protests against police brutality across the country. After the funeral, Houston police escorted the funeral procession to the cemetery where Floyd was to be buried next to his mother. Houston City Hall was lit up Monday night in crimson and gold. Those are the colors of the high school that Floyd attended. Other cities lit up their city halls in the same colors, including Los Angeles, Boston, Las Vegas, and New York City. The public had its chance to pay respects Monday. Thousands of people streamed through the Fountain of Praise Church to view Floyd's open casket. Memorials were also held last week in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where Floyd died, and Rayford, North Carolina, near where he was born. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott was among those who paid tribute Monday. He told reporters outside the church he will include Floyd's family in discussions about police reform, and he vowed that Floyd's death will not be in vain. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Trump's highest-profile authority on the coronavirus pandemic, described COVID-19 as his worst nightmare on Tuesday. He made the comment in remarks broadcast to a group of biotechnology industry executives, according to the New York Times. He said the speed at which the disease moved around the world was surprising. He said an efficiently transmitted disease can spread worldwide in 6 to 12 months. Yet, he said, and this is a direct quote, in a period of 4 months, it has devastated the whole world, and it isn't over yet. COVID-19 is the disease caused by the coronavirus, a contagious respiratory infection that has so far sickened more than 7 million people worldwide and killed more than 408,000. VOA News.